Mount Hope Cemetery, Rochester, New York. I am walking in the biggest graveyard I've ever seen. A beautiful July day and a comfort. No bells, no muffled conversations or squeaking nurses' shoes, no desperate whimperings or beeping monitors. I am searching for Frederick Douglass and Susan B. Anthony. Well, their graves anyway. When a red-tailed hawk appears and settles in the grass between the wrought iron fence and the sidewalk along the busy street, the hospital on the other side. I pull out my phone and take its picture as it stares back at me. Eventually, I switch to video while it flaps into the branches of a stunted oak, and I can't help but think, this bird doesn't belong here any more than I do. But here we are, and I wonder what it's hoping for. Maybe for the sausage vendor at the corner to drop a link or two. She is recovering, they tell me. Will be sent home soon, they tell me. All will be well, they tell me. But nothing feels right. What with her silence and her prescriptions and her story, she can't tell. It's as if the son has had a child, and that child needs to speak, and that speech comes to us in the sounds of hospital wards and hallways where gurneys rumble with their cargo like great ships passing through narrow canals. But someone needs to speak for the son, or at least decode the squeaks and beeps and whimpers, or make some sense of the stationary hawk staring back at us from the shoulder of a busy city street, waiting for us to put down our phones and just listen.